Hey, earbuds. Welcome to a bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt. From time to time on this show, we release bonus episodes, sharing helpful podcast creator, listener, and industry information. We'll be back soon with our next regular episode. On this episode, I asked a question on social media and through email to a bunch of friends, colleagues, and podcast industry peers. The question? What was the first podcast you listened to, and how did you find it? 13 people got back to me and shared their insights. Stay tuned for their recommendations. Here they are.
So my first podcast, the first one that I listened to all the way through was Reply All. And that was for a podcasting class at the Writing Pad. I took the class because I didn't know anything about podcasts and I wanted to learn more. And it was assigned as homework. I thought it was brilliant. And then it was Dirty John. That was my second one. And that was the entire serial. So I really enjoyed that too. That's it.
This is probably going to be the most boring answer, but the first podcast I listened to was This American Life, which I first discovered by listening to NPR. And then I went on my iPhone, on the podcast app, and downloaded it and found other podcasts from there.
So I'm pretty sure the first podcast I listened to was Call Your Girlfriend, which I still listen to, actually. I cannot remember how I found it, but at the time I remember being like, what? I literally had to Google what a podcast was or someone explained it to me because I couldn't wrap my brain around it. But I was instantly drawn to the fact that these two people made me feel like I was just hanging out with friends and talking about things that are interesting to me. I currently listen to podcasts on Overcast, but I think that there was another podcast listening app before that one that's probably defunct now. But yeah, that was my first podcast.
Bro, listen, I'm from Miami, and so I was on a mission to listen to the Dan Le Batard show any chance I could get. I super love Dan Le Batard. But after I left Miami, after I left the 305, I couldn't find Dan Le Batard until ESPN Radio around 2012 started playing Le Batard. And then soon after, boom, I was able to download it. Like, literally, I could download Le Batard regardless of where I was. And so Dan Le Batard Show was the first podcast I ever downloaded. And from there, it's been amazing ever since. Le Batard is my guy. 305 is my city, baby. Let's go get a pub sub.
I remember 5 years ago being on the corner of 3rd Street and 3rd Avenue in New York City and my best friend going on and on about podcasts, which is something I had not heard of at the time. And then right there on the spot, she showed me how to download her favorite show, which was Pete Holmes's.
The first podcast I ever listened to was Serial Season 1, and I heard about it after it was spoofed on Saturday Night Live. And I have pretty much exclusively listened to true crime podcasts ever since.
The first podcast I listened to was the Combat Jack Show. And I found it just, you know, digging around on the internet, looking for some hip hop shows. And I just saw a big buzz about it. So I had to check it out.
The first podcast that really meant something to me was Startup. I think it was actually the second podcast I listened to, technically. But I remember wishing that I lived in Brooklyn and could run down to the Gimlet offices and beg Alex Bloomberg for a job. I still wish I could do that.
So the first podcast I remember listening to was Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. I remember reading an article in Fast Company magazine back in 2012 about how Chris bribed Tom Hanks into being on his show in exchange for an old typewriter. The article mentioned how Tom was a huge collector of antique typewriters, so he agreed to be on the show in exchange for the typewriter. This whole thing sounded a little bit too weird, so I remember checking it out to see what it was all about. It was a great episode. They both talked about everything from pop culture to Tom's career, and so it was an amazing episode. Since then, I've been hooked to podcasts. I've moved on to other podcasts as well. And because I enjoyed it so much, I decided to start my own podcast the following year in 2013 and have been doing it ever since.
The first podcast I ever listened to was This American Life in 2011. And the reason I remember the date so well is because that year I had my heart broken And someone who I'd known at the time suggested that I listen to this episode, which featured a bunch of regular people who decided to seek healing through the act of writing songs. And they weren't necessarily musicians or even artists, but that is what they decided to do as a practice to help heal their heart. So I listened to it and started writing lyrics after I did on that night, and continued to do so for some time after that. And it helped.
The first podcast I ever listened to was How Did This Get Made? A friend of mine overheard me talking about my enjoyment of Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas in the television show The League, and they told me that I needed to listen to this new podcast. As someone who enjoys watching all sorts of movies, I felt I could really relate, and I find it very humorous still today.
I think the first podcast I ever listened to was Serial, surprise, surprise, and I'm not even sure where I found it. I think it was just such a huge pop cultural phenomenon at the time that I just absorbed it through osmosis or something, but it totally got me hooked on podcasts. And then after that, I started asking for recommendations. I discovered My Favorite Murder, and I was a complete goner. I've been hooked on podcasts ever since.
Thank you to everyone who contributed. That's Laura, Christina, Ever, Molly, Matt, Sky, Keegan, Cam, Miriam, Andrew, David, Olivia, and Jay. I love learning about podcast firsts. Mine was Radiolab in the summer of 2014. My roommate at the time, Lonnie, introduced me to podcasts. Before that, I didn't even know what the purple iTunes button did. Now, I average about 5 hours of podcast listening per day. Do you want to share your first podcast? Tweet at us. We're at Earbuds Pod Call. That wraps up this bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked it, please let us know on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective, and on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. You can sign up for our weekly podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. This episode was produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It was recorded with Jeremy Einhorn. Our podcast production guru is Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Abby Kleonsky is the editor of our newsletter. Make sure to check out our other episodes on CastBox, Podchaser, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time, pod people. Bye!